Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart. She knows all I cry, just crying. Yeah. There she sits, a lofty perch, strangest color blue, lying is forgotten now. Things only.
She got soul. session. I'm Noah Adler, your regular host, Cody Eaton. The second half of Yam Sesh could not make it tonight, unfortunately. But we have a guest. If you could introduce yourself.
I'm Matt Agronat, and I'm Noah's neighbor.
This is true. This is Yam Session, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFM Medford. Oh, no, I messed up. Tufts Freeform Radio, and it's a little late. Sorry for getting to you guys late, but the rain kind of got in the way of things. So we're going to start off with Bus Ride by Kay Trinata. We should be joined soon by Miss Elif Olmez. But yeah, here's Bus Ride featuring Carrie M. Riggins and River Tiber. I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. There we had Bus Ride by Kate Chinata and For Emma by Bon Iver. Sorry for the strange transition there, but I didn't really have a playlist ready for before 10 p.m. You'll see what comes later. Matt here has his first song of the night, and he'd like to say a few words about it.
Well, Noah, I know that we listen to a lot of pop and a lot of jazz, but I want to go back to where that kind of came from a bit, and where I started with my music interests was in the classical realm, so I want to bring in a little classical music onto your show.
All right, that sounds good. So what will you be listening to? What is this song title? Bach, Double Concerto for Two Violins in D Minor and Violin Concertos Numbers 1 and 2. Does that sound about right? All right, I'm sorry if I mispronounced any words, but this is not my area of expertise. But here's the song. Hope you guys enjoy. Love, DJ Matt and DJ Noah. Thank you.
wiped out all the buffalo. Around the turn of the last century. And so it's factories and sawgrass, wheat fields and asphalt laid in front of me. The Midwest feels like a hollow place.
Just too good to be true. future, fortunate fool. She's just so about. And when anybody doubts her or sings songs about her, she's just so but she's the one that stumbles when she talks about it. So maybe we shouldn't talk about such a fortunate fool. She's just too good to be true. She's such a fortunate fool. She's just so.
Okay, sorry for the 3-song run there, but there we had, Matt, would you like to tell us your selection?
We had quite a variety. Following my Bach choice, a song that I've known on the violin for so many years, really touches deep down. We jumped to a band I learned about last year, the Wonder Years, listening to a little bit of Madeline, and then we listened to Charlie Daniels' band, Dave Matthews' band, actually.
You missed a one. You missed a song, actually. There was The Wonder Years with Madeline, and we accidentally played a snippet of another The Wonder Years song, but unfortunately, it was explicit. We were afraid to see the little marker, but it was, so we couldn't play it. So that explains the strange transition.
A song of the album that I think is better than what we played.
Well, maybe we'll get to hear it after 10 p.m. if you stick around. It's incentive. And then we had Fortunate Fool by Jack Johnson. And up next is Every Day by the Dave Matthews Band. Here it is.
Make me every day. Pick me up from the bottom up to the top, love, every day. Pay no mind to taunts or advances, take my chances on every day.
That was James Blake with the song Life Round Here. I was afraid that I'd played that before, but I'm pretty sure it's just the version with a Chance the Rapper verse. So I never want to play the same song twice, essentially. We have a new guest. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm DJ Young Bang. I'm here for 2 weeks in a row now. I don't know if that's okay.
That's yeah. Probably not three, but like two's fine.
It's my first time, but you know, I think it's okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. But yeah, I'm here.
She is. We're all here now. But right, on to the music. That's what we're mostly here for. We have the song Loud Places by Jamie XX featuring Romy. And that's all I have to say about that.
Take you to higher. without me. When you come down, I won't be around.
Don't be a fool, I made to call, so cool that you can't say how much you mean.
All right, that was Stand Still featuring Mickey Green by Flight Facilities, suggested by Elif. And up next, we have a SoundCloud tune, if I could find it. Oh, there it is. This is Don't Leave Me Alone by Goldwater. Goldwater in all caps. This Goldwater being an affiliate of Sober Rob, who you know we're very fond of here on Yam Session. And just makes some very interesting, very, very... I can't describe it. You'll have to hear it. But this is what we have up next. Goldwater. Any comments?
I think you sent like a song of his to me.
Yeah.
Like, and I really liked it. It was super cool. Yeah.
You never sang to me before.
I haven't sang to anyone.
No, he sent it, not sang it. No, you're confusing him with his alter ego.
Actually, King Krull. Just to correct, I have sang to a few people, but not in the room.
Thank God.
It'll happen.
It'll happen. All right, don't leave me alone.
Goldwater. Next week, next week on Yam Session, Noah sings.
I'm not going to be here next week. Here's the song.
You're just going to drop a bomb on them like that?
right. What did we have there, Elif?
We had Happy Up Here by Rigshop.
Yes, and because we have to read one every hour, as you dedicated listeners should know by now, here's a PSA read by our one and only
Matt Agronaut. The Museum of Science presents Animals, Machines in Motion. Discover the marvel of natural engineering at the Animals, Machines in Motion exhibit at the Museum of Science. Explore how a variety of living and extinct species, from microbes and trees to fish and mammals, have evolved to live on Earth. See how humans draw upon the adaptations of living and extinct species for modern innovations, such as prosthetic limbs. This is an interactive experience, features a digital media scientific model and the real specimens, including a giraffe's heart. Yum. You can also come face to face with a life-size cast of a T-Rex Sue. I guess it has a name. The largest and most complete T-Rex ever discovered. They named the exhibit. Far more innovative. Far more information about the Animals, Machines in Motion exhibit, as well as everything else that's going to be at the Museum of Science. To find that information out, check out the website at moss.org. That's MOS.org. Or call 617-723-2500. Who's calling that number? This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science, WFO, in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was beautiful, Matt.
Wow.
Do any of you want to go to the Museum of Science next weekend? Sounds like a great place.
Dude, mm-hmm. I want to get my machine in motion. Get my animal on.
You could do that if you want. I mean, I probably won't join you, but I'll go to the Museum of Science with
They've got a picture of a leopard on here and could be a cheetah.
Yep. I'm pretty sure that's...
Circle spots? Cheetah or leopard?
You can... I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
It looks like a train engine. Not... Machines in motion. That was meant to be solved.
Okay. Up next, we have one of my favorite Beatles songs. Possibly my number one. Who knows? A Day in the Life off Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And then after the song, it's 10 p.m., so who knows what we'll hit you with.
and I went